I tell you what, he is one of the most charismatic and entertaining speakers. To see his business presentation, I promise you, you're going to get the point, and he's going to make you laugh in the process. And he is one of the best trainers in the entire company. He not only does he bring experience in network marketing, but also in his career, he's had a lot of training. He applies it to our ambient energy business and shows us how to make it happen. Please welcome to the call the 2014 Pure Energy Award winner, a friend of mine that I really love and appreciate, executive consultant John Morrison. John, are you there?
Yeah, Bear, it is an absolute pleasure to be on this call with you. This is my maiden voyage on the national call, and it's an honor to be here. And I was actually just laughing here listening to you throw the gauntlet down for simulcast. That is awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've talked to a few executive consultants in Dallas, and they said, you know, not only in Dallas, but in Texas. We say, okay, we're going to show them how it's done. You see, we've got the home office here in Texas. We've got executive consultants all over the state. We're planning on showing out for Simulcast 2015. And I'm going to ask a question to you. Explain why Simulcast is so important and why we want to be there versus just hanging out at the house kind of thing.
Well, I'll answer that with a question. Do you want to be serious and successful in ambient energy? And if your answer to that is yes, then you have to be there. I've seen a lot of people that didn't make money in network marketing not attend events, but I've never seen a top income earner not attend events. And especially the corporate and you know, big-time events that Ambit puts on, like Simulcast and Ambition. It's not even a debate. It's not even a decision. It's just a yes. If you want to be successful, you'll be there. You'll be in attendance, whether it's live or streamed. And I would say this, you know, I tell people when we do trainings that there's four things that you have to be successful. That's belief, passion, intensity, and urgency. And the event, you know, caters to all of those. You cannot go to an Ambit event like Simulcast or Ambition and not have your belief level go up, your passion and that fire fanned, the intensity turned up, and urgency created. And when you have all of those things working, especially simultaneously, and there's an event that can cause all of those to be bumped up several notches, not just a notch, but several notches, then why would you take the chance on missing it? I mean, you would have to be a taco shy of a combination plate to not attend Simulcast. I've seen Jerry for 7.5 years in Ambit Energy, and I've been fortunate to be at a couple of trainings where he was in attendance and speaking, and he's like a kid in a candy store. I don't know what they're going to announce. I don't have any insider information. I don't have any of that, but I do know that I can read people pretty good. And he's more excited than I have seen him since I got started in Ambit Energy about what's coming. And I'm not going to take a chance and miss on that. So, you know, it's attending events is probably one of the single most important things that you can do, because you're always going to learn something. But number two, you're going to get your people there, because this is a monkey see, monkey do business. People watch your feet, not your lips. And if you're going, then they're more likely going to go. If you're not going, they're not going to go. And over 25 years in network marketing, I can tell you a simple little formula that has worked for me that has proven to be pretty accurate, and it's this. And I hope everybody is taking notes, because this is very important what I'm fixing to say in reference to events, and simulcast plays a role in that. But for every person on your team or in your organization that you get to a major event, that typically equates to about $1,000 in revenue for you over the next 12 months from that event. So in other words, if you had 10 people attend Simulcast, that's probably going to make you about $10,000 over the next year. But what if you had 100 on your team go, or 1,000? And so just keep that little formula. It's not an exact science, but just keep that in the back of your brain, and you'll understand why you need to promote events and get your team to events.
That's awesome. And you mentioned something else. You said that this was your inaugural introduction, if you will, of this call. So it made me think of something when you said that. There are a lot of people in Ambit Energy, well, especially maybe on the East Coast, but everybody in Texas knows who you are. But there may be some people on the East Coast that don't know who you are, and there may be some on this call who have never heard your story. So why don't you take a moment and just tell us your story about how you got into the business and a little bit of your background so we can get a better feel for, I already know you, but for the other people to get a better feel for who you are.
Well, I'd be more than happy to. You know, I don't miss this call. I plug into multiple conference calls throughout the week, pretty much on a daily basis. I'm on some conference calls. This is my first time to be able to speak on this call, and I want to take, first of all, time to thank you for hosting it each and every week and for Brian for putting it together from, you know, almost day one, and all of the great speakers and trainers and mentors that come on here. But, you know, I'm just super pumped about Ambit Energy and what it has to offer us. And I can't say that, you know, I was looking for Ambit. It kind of snuck up on me, and it was I was blessed with it. I have been involved in network marketing over the years, you know, throughout the last 25 years to be exact. And I've had a good experience in network marketing and many bad experiences. And said I'd never, ever, 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 never, ever, as Taylor Swift says, ever do one of those things again. And February of 2007, I was working about 80 hours a week in real estate, running my real estate business, when I received an email from a realtor that was a stone-cold stranger out of Austin, Texas, that stumbled across my real estate website. She sent me an email, said that, you know, I didn't know her, but she found my website, gave me some flattering compliments on that, and basically said I need to look at something. And I would typically delete those emails as fast as they hit my inbox. I was receiving literally about five of those a week about somebody's next best greatest thing. And the only thing that kept me from deleting her email is she mentioned a mutual friend in her email, and his name is Philip Eckhart. And she said her friend, Philip Eckhart, had come out of retirement to take advantage of a company called Ambit Energy, and I needed to look at it. Well, she didn't know this, but I knew Philip back from the Excel days. Now, I was not in Philip's organization in Excel, but I would plug into some of the meetings that they were running there in the Austin area and just, you know, follow Philip through Excel and learn things from Philip through Excel. And that intrigued me because I knew how successful he had been in that company, made millions of dollars and, you know, living the dream life. And I saw that email and I called my wife at home and I said, I got the strangest email from a total stranger that said Philip had come out of retirement to take advantage of a company called Ambit Energy. And we were both very intrigued about that. And my wife, you know, being through some of those other companies that I'd been drugged through, wasn't very successful and for whatever reason were no longer around. She basically, in her sweet little way, said, you're not thinking about doing something like that, right? You're focused on real estate, right? I thought, oh, yeah, we're not going to do it. I'm just telling you, that was just kind of intriguing to me. And, you know, but I saved that email. And I let 5 months of my life go by, and I had a gentleman walk into my office, and he said, you don't know me, but I know you, and you need to look at something. And I was thinking he was fixing to whip out some real estate plans or survey or an appraisal or something real estate related. And he whipped out an Ambit brochure. And I said, well, you're the second person to tell me about that company. I'm not interested. I've got too much on my plate. I'm already working 80 hours a week, and any spare time I want to spend at my own kitchen table instead of somebody else's. And thanks, but no thanks. Patted him on the poo-poo and sent him on his way. And but I did call my wife. I said, you're not going to believe this, but the second person just came in my office that brought up that company, Ambit Energy. And just a few short hours after that, my phone rang, and it was Philip Eckhart. And for the new people on the call, he's the number two money earner in all of Ambit. And, you know, for all of the repeat offenders on here, we all know who Philip is. But I'll never forget what he said. And he said, this is the phone call you've been waiting for your whole life. Pay attention. And I said, let me guess, you're fixing to introduce me and ask me to take a look at Ambit Energy. He said, that's exactly right. And he said, not only that, I want you to cancel every appointment that you have tonight. I don't care if it's million-dollar homes that you're going to go list. I want you to cancel those appointments and get to Waco, Texas. I want you to meet the CEO of the company, Jerry Thompson, Jr. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll do that. Can I take two guests with me? And he said, absolutely. And I said, well, let me also tell you this, Philip. I said, let me ask you a question. Do you know a Jennifer Burns? And he laughed, and he said, yes, I do. I said, well, I received an email, and she mentioned you in that email, and she emailed me about Ambit Energy, and I just feel that I should give her first chance to sign me up since she was the first one to talk to me about this. Do you have a problem with that? And he said, absolutely not. And I said, okay. And so I hung up with him after getting directions to that hotel on I-35 and New Road in Waco, Texas, and I called Jennifer Burns because she left her number on that email. And I said, Jennifer, you don't know me from Adam, but you sent me an email back in February. I'm fixing to go to Waco, meet Jerry Thompson, Jr., the CEO of Ambit Energy. I just got off the phone with Philip Eckhart. You sent me this email. If you want to sponsor me, you need to be in Waco tonight. And she said, I'll be there. And she drove an hour and a half and showed up, and I met Jennifer Burns for the first time. Had a consultant ID that night, and the rest is history. Off we were and running. And so that's kind of the story.
Where did you get those funny one-liners that you use?
Well, I had a pretty slick, savvy grandpa that I listened to pretty extensively.
Okay. You crack me up. I got to tell you, especially when we're sitting in training and you talk about your cows, and I mean, just all sorts of fun stuff. Folks, if you ever get a chance to sit in front of John Morrison's training, you know, you do yourself a big favor not only to learn from the stuff that he's talking about, but he's absolutely entertaining. He will crack you up. He's just really good. All right, you've had 25 years in network marketing. What makes Ambit Energy different than all the other companies that you've had an experience with? Maybe those companies that have that made you decide that you would never do network marketing again. What makes Ambit Energy so different, and why did you stick and actually make the success happen here when it wasn't happening in those other companies?
Well, what I have to tell you is the deciding factor that got my attention was Jerry Thompson, Jr. And I've said this over and over again, and if Jerry's listening, I'm not saying that to flatter him. I'm being completely and totally honest when I tell you it was empowering to me, and it was important to me that he had already been successful. He knew how to build a company, and that it wasn't some little, you know, professional network marketer trying to create a big-time company. This was a businessman, a savvy businessman with sense, very sharp, and more importantly, with integrity and ethics, that knows how to build a company, had proven to know how to build a company, comes from a background and a pedigree of people that know how to build a company. 7-Eleven, I mean, 50,000 stores worldwide, and you've got somebody like that telling you, I'm not ever going to do anything to jeopardize my family's name and what we've accomplished, and I'm fixing to build a big-time, you know, big-time company, and I hope you're a part of it. I wasn't willing to bet against somebody like that. And that's a lot different than somebody that's started this network marketing company and for whatever reason it flies out and has the rug jerked out from underneath you, and then they start another network. You know, that's a big-time differentiating factor right there. And so I, for the first time, I felt that I could go build something big that would be substantially, you know, that could sustain itself, and I wouldn't have the rug jerked out from under me after I put all my blood, sweat, and tears into it. You know, some of these other companies that I got involved in, you know, I didn't quit on them. They quit on me. And that's what kind of gave a sour taste in my mouth. The only company that I experienced a success with that was legitimate, in my opinion, was Excel Communications. And the reason it went away is just because, obviously, you know, cell phones, you know, long distance, that, you know, you don't even have to pay 50 cents a minute like we used to back in the day. I mean, you basically get all the long distance you can stand on the cell phone plan. So for whatever reasons, you know, those went away. And I'm not here to bash any of them. I'm just telling you, we have a special company. And I got to experience the beneficial things that a service-oriented company can do versus a product-driven company. And I'm not here to knock and bash product-driven companies. There are a lot of top-notch product-driven companies out there, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just telling you it's a no-brainer when you can eliminate all of the typical headaches that come with a business, like products being out of order. They're back-ordered, and you, as bad as you want them, you can't get them. Inventory. Deliveries, having to hound your friends and collect money for the products, and employees and all of that stuff that we don't have to deal with. And then number two, I knew the power of our compensation plan. It's basically a hybrid from Excel, but this is the Excel compensation plan on steroids. I mean, we didn't have the unlimited customer residual bonuses. And that is staggering money. When people really truly sit down and see the power of our compensation plan, there is zero, we're riding the winning horse. There's not even a close second because of the power of our compensation plan that drives money and creates true residual wealth that you can will to your heirs. I mean, that is just mind-blowing when you think about it. And when you start thinking about electricity, the largest industry to ever deregulate on the planet, and the ability to have a company that is technology state of the art, we've invented things that other companies cannot do. We've patented that. We're implementing it and scaling it up so that it can do even more things than from day one, as you're well aware of. I mean, when you have something out there that you can latch onto that has the capabilities of doing 10,000 transactions a second, and you know that it's running smooth like a Lamborghini Diablo, and it's fine-tuned, well-oiled, and greased up, and all you have to do is sit in it, ride, put it in gear, and hit the gas, everything else kind of goes away. And all you have to do is focus on what you do to make money, money-making activities. And don't listen to the negative people. Just stay laser-sharp focused on what you have to do. But this is a special company because of those factors. We don't have the products, the inventory, deliveries, collections, all of the typical headaches. We don't have to go out and train people on how electricity works. You flip the switch up if you want some. If you don't want any more, flip it down. And, you know, it all takes care of itself. And we don't have to worry about skin breaking out and, you know, allergies and all of that, because I haven't seen anybody allergic to electricity.
That's absolutely right. And I love it. Amber does all the heavy lifting. I tell people all the time, there's nothing to stock, store, ship, deliver, inventory, collect. We don't have to worry about BV or PV or auto ship or charge backs. And the best part about it is you don't have a boss. You don't have any employees.
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I tell you what, folks, if you're on this call right now, and John, look at your phone. If you're on this call right now, I want you guys to grab pen and paper, because I'm going to ask John Morrison to do something that's really special for us. This is one of the nucleuses of his training. When you go to his training, he teaches you about 8 steps in building your business and the process of new prospects in this business opportunity. And I've had so many people tell me that has made a big difference, and they're recruiting and prospecting in the Ambit Energy business. So briefly, I'd like for you to cover those 8 steps, if you will. Tell us about those 8 steps and briefly how they work.
Okay. I'll make it as brief as I can. Basically, when you start talking about 8 steps to building your business and getting more people to look at your business, it's like they're overwhelmed. And when you understand that these 8 steps are done in about a minute or less, it's really not overwhelming at all. So just understand what I'm going to share with you here real quickly. I didn't know Bear was going to ask me all this, so I have to be on my toes as well. But these 8 steps, I mean, they keep you on track. And you'll even find yourself through the course of a normal conversation finding yourself automatically say at step 4, and you don't have to go back and repeat. So you're always going to be in control. It also creates posture. There's a lot of things happening with these 8 steps that are subliminal that you don't even realize. I'll explain that as we go. But here's the deal. Step 1 is be in a hurry. If you're in a hurry, it's hard to get in the valley of death and get in Q&A mode where they start firing questions at you that you don't want to necessarily answer or cannot answer. And so be in a hurry, and then step 2, you're going to do, give them a sincere compliment. And now this step here is probably the most overlooked and probably the most important, because this opens up true communications. People love to hear great things about themselves, okay? And so you're going to be in a hurry, step 1, give them a sincere compliment, step 2, and then you're going to do a brief invitation, which is going to be about 10 seconds or less. Okay, and I'll give you examples of all of these. But then you're going to get to step four, which is if I blank, would you blank? And we've all heard people like Lane Linsett teach on if I, would you, and this is just where you implement it in the eight-step process. And basically what you're going to do is insert a third-party tool into the blank. You know, if I gave you a website link that plays a 15-minute video, would you click on it and watch it? If I gave you a magazine, would you read it? If I invited you to an invitation-only conference call, would you listen in? If I, you know, gave you a DVD, would you watch that? And so you're just going to insert a third-party tool. Now, the amateur will just, once they get a yes there, just give them all of the, you know, they'll give them the website link and all that. And that's not what you want to do. You want to get some confirmations before you do that. And so step five is when or how soon can you do whatever the third-party tool is that you're having them do? How soon can you watch the video on the web? How soon can you watch the DVD? And then they're going to say, well, I can watch it, you know, tomorrow at 10 in the morning. All right, so step six, you're going to, you know, confirm that. So if I called you at 10:30, you will have watched it for sure. And they're going to say yes, okay? And then step seven, you're going to say, is this the best number to reach you at 10:30? That's actually confirmation number three. You're just using the and making sure that you've got the right and correct number to call them, because you don't want to necessarily call them on a work line and get them in trouble. You know, you want to make sure that that's all cool and copacetic. And then you, now they've said yes basically four times, and now step eight is get off the phone or get away from them. A lot of people just show up and throw up ambit, and that's not what you want to do. You want to just book the appointment, get them in front of the presentation. That's your only goal in life. And then, you know, you already have the follow-up scheduled. And so in that example that I just gave you, I'm already scheduling a three-way call with my upline business partner or successful business partner for tomorrow at 10:30. And so the beautiful thing about the eight steps is it takes what's normally about a 10% success rate to up to about 30%. In other words, now you've got a better chance that they're going to actually watch the DVD in your magazine instead of using your magazine for a drink coaster on their coffee table. And so when you really understand these eight steps, it really flows, and it's really, really fast. So if I was to do an example, I would say, you know, ring, ring, I call up my good friend Bear, and Bear answers the phone, and I say, Bear, this is John. I don't have a lot of time to talk. I've got a couple of clients walking in my office as we speak, but it was very important that I reach you because you're one of the most successful, sharpest, well-connected people that I know. And I've got something that I saw that I think is going to make you very interested. If I gave you a website that plays a 15-minute video, would you watch it? And if you say, well, what is it? Well, what it is it's a 15-minute video, and it's going to explain it better than I can on the phone, and I don't have time to explain it anyway. Like I said, I've got people walking in, but this is so important, I needed to call you right away. And I'm creating urgency. And another thing about step four is if I gave you this website, would you watch it? If implies I may not give it to you. If he balks it in any way, I'm just going to take it away from him and say, hey, you know, I don't have time to talk you into it. I thought of you first, and I've got other people I can share it with, so I'll call you back when I've got some time. And I'll take it away from them, and they jump in it faster than you can say jack sick'em when you do that. But typically, if you've done steps one, two, and three correctly, they're going to say yes, and when can you watch it? And you're going to give me a time, or, you know, how soon can you watch it? And then, so if I call you after that, and I always schedule 30 minutes after the time in which they tell me, you will have watched it for sure? Yes. Is this the best number to call you at that time? Great. Here's the website, www.yourhandle.energy526.com. I'll talk to you then. Make sure you have it watched by that time. Talk to you soon. I got to run. Click. All of that with me giving the explanation of how it works is less than a minute.
Okay. All right. Now, I know that was fast for a lot of people. I've heard you teach on it several times, so let's list those again. Number one is be in a hurry.
Okay,
number two
is sincere compliment. And highlight, bold, underline, star, put a star by that. Because most people leave that out because they think that's corny. But when you leave that out, it makes it sound really salesy. So trust me, people love to hear good things about themselves. Just make sure it's sincere, okay? Don't you know, for example, ladies don't say, man, I love your shoes, and you look down there barefoot. That's not going to work. It's got to be a sincere compliment, all right? You got to mean it, and you know, that's a skill, too. Just learn how to be sincere and complimentary to people and give instead of always taking, and make a friend, and then you can make a consultant.
Okay.
Step
so
three.
Number one is being in a hurry. Number two is sincere compliment.
Yep. And step three, brief invitation. And basically, that can be, you know, when I thought of mega successful people, I thought of you, you know, and I needed to get this information in front of you in a hurry. You know, when I thought of people that could really take advantage of this information, I thought of you. And, you know, there's all kinds of little quick one-liners that are very, very good. And we've got all of this on our website. You can actually even download all these 8 steps, this whole process. But Eric Worre made it famous, too. We've been teaching it a long time, but kudos to him for putting it in an actual book and marketing it so that people can get it. But step three is the brief invitation. Step four, if I blank, would you blank? Step five is confirmation one. How soon can you watch it? Those two words right there you need to underline also. That's very, very powerful. That, without meaning to, creates urgency. So how soon can you watch the video? You know, it puts emphasis and importance on the information that you're wanting them to see.
Okay.
And then step six is this confirmation number two. So if I call you at or after that time, you will have watched it for sure, right? And then step seven, confirm the telephone number to call them on at the time they gave you. And then step eight is hang up. You were in a hurry in step one. Now's not the time to chit-chat. And people are attracted to people that are shaking and baking. So a lot of this, a lot of things are happening that you don't even know is happening that is working in your benefit if you just stick with the 8 steps. It's 8 steps for a reason, not 4 steps. For all you Texans, it's not 2 steps. It's 8 steps, okay? They're in there for a reason. But you might be out on the golf course carrying on the conversation and find yourself at, you know, automatically at, hey, if I gave you a website, would you watch it? You know, so you don't have to go back and repeat 1, 2, and 3s. You know, you'll get really, really good at it. I'm just telling you, that's the 8-step process. But there's a 30-second invitation, you know, to where, you know, and say, you know, you're very, very sharp. You know, do you keep your options open for making money? You can't. I want to emphasize, I cannot tell you or underestimate the power of a sincere compliment. And when you start giving sincere compliments to people and just talking to people and finding out what their hot button is, then you can book an appointment and say, hey, look, now's not the time to get into this, but you seem super sharp. You just told me you keep your options open for making money. Why don't we get together for lunch? I got something I need to share with you. You know, is tomorrow at noon good, or would Wednesday be better? And if they give you any little hiccup, hey, it may not make sense to you, and it may not even be a perfect fit. It may not be for you. I don't know. I'm not asking you to do something you don't want to do. I'm just telling you, asking you to look at it. And I do know one thing. You don't know what you don't know, and I'm buying lunch. I know you have to eat. So just eat. It's a free meal. Leave your checkbook at home, and then you can tell me no, can't you? And they'll tell me, oh, yes, I can tell you no. And I just got a yes by them telling me they can tell me no. So I just say, well, great, get your calendar out, let's book it, and let's get it in front of you. Your only goal in life is to get them to take a look at the business. After that, a yes or no answer is a great answer.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, this is, like I said, and I've seen you train this on numerous occasions, when you have a training, when is your next training, and where will it be?
We're actually doing a live webinar event the week after simulcast, a post-simulcast intensified training. And we do an intensified training. It's not a jump-start training to where we really dive into several things. A lot of these skills that you have to have. There's about 7 skills that you have to be successful in network marketing, and Ambit is no exception. And but in addition to those 7 skills that we teach you, exactly what to do and how to do them and give you examples and role play and all that, we give you a thorough, we cover the compensation plan and the power of that. But we've got a lot of top-notch leaders, you, executive consultant Ward Miller, executive consultants and multi five-star trip winners that are absolutely awesome when it comes to how to do an in-home presentation. Don and Brenda Boyd, they're going to be training, you know, and so it's going to be an online event, so everybody on the planet can take advantage of it. And, you know, we can give them the website or however you want to do it if anybody's interested, or you feel free to email me. However we want, they wanted to do that, Bear's fine with me. I'm just saying it's going to be an online event because we want to be able to also cover all of the announcements from Simulcast and how to best implement them and to create momentum in your business. And we've also got some other surprise guests that we're getting confirmations on that you do not want to miss either. So I'm super, super excited about that and the platform that we've got to where it's not just, when I say webinar, where you're just going to be seeing just a bunch of PowerPoint slides, you're going to be seeing our face. I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about 2015 and what's coming and how we're positioned to take advantage of it. And I could go on and on and on. I'm just telling you, I'm more excited today than I was on July the 10th, 2007, when I got me a consultant ID. So hopefully that answered your question.
Well, I tell you what, I've already gotten 3 text messages that want the website. So go ahead and give the website of your next training and how people can connect with that.
Well, we have a team site. It's hotambitpros.com, which stands for Heart of Texas, ambitpros.com. And you're more than welcome to go to that and just pull up to the trough and have all you can eat. And also the I did a webinar on those 8 steps and the invitation. And you can actually get that on my website at johnmorrison.ws. Just fill in and get that free webinar for your, you know, to watch as many times as you want. And I also recommend Michael Obey, his YouTube videos on how to do a proper invitation. They're awesome as well. So there's a lot of great trainers out there. I mean, obviously, it goes without saying Ray Monty and Jim and Kim Mason and all of the great people, Richard Murray and Amueto and all of the awesome. We're just so blessed to have such awesome people that know what the heck they're doing, and the greatest financial freedom vehicle on the planet attached to those folks, so that everybody can be successful if they want to be. You just got to suit up, show up, slap your helmet on, and put your mouthpiece in. Let's go to work.
Well, John, what you just said, we have a lot of people in this business, a lot of trainers that know what they're doing. I happen to know that you actually use the training. Stand up and act as a teacher, but you're actually using this training in the trenches, and it enabled you to retire from a 6-figure income in real estate. So tell me, what's your life like now that you're not doing real estate full-time, that you're in full-time Ambit Energy and in network marketing?
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I'm a blessed man. The Lord has thoroughly blessed me. I don't think it's an accident that it was Ambit. You know, it took me 3 times, but that was a sign in our house. I don't know if it's the fact that I'm too stupid to get it the first 2 times and it takes 3 times to get it, but me and my wife looked for 3 signs. And when I had the email, the stranger come in, and then Philip called me, that was sign number 3. And me and my wife are both saying, sign up. And so we got busy, and we just did this very part-time, but we treated it with a full-time mindset. And I hope what I just said is worth $1 million worth of information. I didn't quit real estate, but I had Ambit on the forefront lobe of my brain at all times. And, for example, I'll give you a prime example of that. I went to a real estate appointment and talked about an hour about real estate with this couple. At the end of that presentation, the husband followed me out to my car and started asking me questions about real estate investing, getting rental property and things of this nature. And I said, are you passionate about real estate, or are you asking me because you want to make money? And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, I'm standing in your yard in the dark, and, you know, I appreciate you asking me to come look at your house and considering me as your realtor, but this is work. Don't take this wrong, but I'd rather be at home with my family instead of out here in the yard at 9 o'clock at night. So just because you get a real estate license doesn't mean the clouds part, the money starts falling out of the sky, and Cadillacs start showing up. And he laughed, and he said, well, I guess I'm asking you because I want to make money. And I said, well, I got a lot better way to make a lot more money with a lot less startup costs and a lot less headache. Would you watch a 20-minute video? At that time, the video was 20 minutes long. He said, what's it about? I said, it's about 20 minutes. Are you going to watch it or not? And he watched it, and that 20-second conversation has put over 2,000 customers in our business, and it grows every day, whether either one of us say anything about Hammett. That, just that one conversation. And so I just tell people, can you go out and say, would you watch a video? And how many times a day can you do that while you're out and about anyway? And so we did that for about 3 years. And then we basically, after the fourth year, you know, I basically bowed out of real estate. I still kept my real estate license, but and I had a lady that was working with me. I let her keep doing all of the real estate. I bowed out. A lot of people didn't believe that I was out of it, though. But they believe it now because it's just went out, and I'm starting to receive emails, is it true? And January 1 is when I have to typically renew all of my memberships for the Texas Association of Realtors and the National Association of Realtors and the local board of realtors and all that. And I didn't renew a swinging one of them. I am sitting here. I wake up when I'm through sleeping. I drink my coffee. I'm sitting in front of a fireplace with my smoking hot wife, and life is good. Praise God for Hammett Energy, Jerry Thompson Jr., Chris Chambliss, John Burke, and the whole Heath Hall gang at corporate office, because they have created the absolute greatest business on the planet, and there ain't a close second. We're riding the winning horse. There ain't no sense in jumping off this one and getting on a nag. You've got Secretariat ripping rides. You don't even have to be a good jockey. Just hold on. It's fixing to get sexy good.
That is absolutely awesome, and I totally agree. Well, listen, look, it's been a pleasure. I've got one more question for you, and we're going to let you go. And I want to open up the line so that other people can say thank you to you as well. But because of the growth in Hammett Energy, we've just come out of the holidays. People have been showing the business opportunity to friends and family over the holidays. We've got a lot of new consultants that have come in this month. We've got consultants who have, you know, kind of made New Year's resolutions that they're going to get their businesses going right now. So what would you say to the new consultant or the seasoned consultant starting over again? What would you say to them here in January as to how to build a successful business and achieve success in 2015?
Take action. You can have all the greatest intentions in the world. You can set up resolutions and goals and put them on paper and stare at them. But until you get busy and you go out and open your mouth and start inviting people to look at a business presentation, you're not in business. You have to do money-making activities. And also, you need to stay plugged in, because staying plugged in is going to keep you in the game. Even when you're dead tired, whether you're working a big-time long day and the meeting, it's easy to go home and sit in that lazy boy and hit that magic button on the side where that footrest pops out and the air makes the noise in the cushion and just sit there and like, you know what, I'm just going to stay in. You've got to get up and get to the meeting, plug in, suit up, show up, because, you know, it's just like church, except, and it's not going to save your soul. But we all go to church every week so that we can get through all the heck for the other 6 days, so that until we can get to church again to get us back built back up to get us to another 6 days. And it's not just this way in Hammett, it's this way in business. You're going to have people out there beat up and beat your hopes and dreams out of you if you allow them to. Those two people that I took to that first presentation, I'll never forget. They're two close friends. To this day, they're close friends. But I walked out of that hotel excited, Jennifer Burns on my left side and both of them on my right, and I said, are y'all as excited about this as I am? I mean, we sat right there and had Jerry Thompson Jr. share his vision. And I'm getting chill bumps telling this story because it gets me fired up again. But I looked at them. I said, are y'all as excited about this as I am? And they said, no, we're not. And I looked at them like a calf looking at a new gate, and I said, are you kidding me? They go, no, we're not kidding you. I said, that's fine. Just be my customer. And they said, we're not going to do that either. And in their defense, we didn't have Inc. 500s and Success from Home magazines and hitting $1 billion faster than Apple, Microsoft, Walmart, and Dell, and J.D. Power and Associate Awards and A-plus Better Business Rating and You know, all of this stuff, we didn't have that. But I looked them dead in the eye, and I told them, I'm going to do it without you, and you are going to wish you had listened. Because I would rather hear 1,000 no's than one I told you so. And you're going to have people tell you that. And just understand, misery loves company. But I recommend and highly emphasize that you don't listen to dead broke people tell you or make how to make money or make fun of their money making ventures when they're not where you want to be anyway. My granddad told me a long time ago, it's the dead broke person that'll tell you you can't do it, but it's the multimillionaire that says that you can and they will help you. And so you're not going to find them at home in your lazy boy. You got to go hang around successful, like-minded business people. And the moral of that story is we went and built it anyway. And those two people became yeses 2 years later and came in our senior consultant line of business, and missed more money than if they'd have said yes the very first night. The no's are watching you. So if you're brand spanking new, I'm just telling you, plug in, suit up, show up, hang around people that are getting it done. If you've got things that are happening in your business, don't speak negativity in your business. Don't say, why isn't my business growing? You know, my people aren't doing anything, yada, yada, whatever the excuse. What you need to do is be asking great questions to people that are doing it. Say, you know, how can I get my people to move faster? How can I get my people motivated even more? And speak positive things into your business, not negativity. And guard your tongue. But you got to suit up, plug in, hang around people that are getting it done. You will learn everything else as a byproduct of it. You're going to be the average of the five people you hang around, and just find a new five. Stay away from the negative folks. Love them. I'm not saying, you know, so some of them might be blood relatives. I am saying love them, but monitor and you know, be nice. Don't hang around negativity. Go hang around people that are doing it. Say, hey, look, I love, and just keep charging. Love you, but I got to keep marching. I got to keep going. And everything else will take care of itself. This company's too good. Don't waste this one. If you can't do this, don't waste $429 on nothing else. And I'm telling you, if you've got a pulse and can fog a mirror, you can do Ambit Energy. And it's just that good. And there's just that much quality leadership out there that cares about you, no matter whose organization you're in, that want you to be successful. That's a long answer, Bear. I apologize, but I get fired up over that. I mean, it just this is it. Just eat this elephant one bite at a time. This is the shortcut. This, you know, when people ask me, you know, what's the secret sauce? What's the silver bullet? What's the Ambit shortcut? Ambit is the shortcut. You know, if it took you 5 years to get to the point where you can take the rest of your life off, that still beats 40 working for somebody else and retiring broke. So if you do it in 3, that's even better. But if it takes you 5, 10, you still win. And now you've got an income that you can will to your family. I'm just telling you, this is the most incredible blessing and the best business decision we've ever made. And I'm privileged that not only the company's changed your life, but it's brought people into our lives like you, Bear. You know, just a lot of people we would have never met if it hadn't been for Ambit Energy that has made our lives better. So it's been a pleasure, an absolutely pleasure being on this call, and let us know if we can do anything to help anybody. And with that being said, we'll see you at the bank.